This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
That is one of only three things I'm doing right now. I'm riding bikes, I'm dieting, and I'm taking that. Ben, do I sound a little like Rod Serling in that? Do you know who I'm talking about? Gosh, I hate being so old. Twilight Zone, go look up Rod Serling. Yeah, it was a guy that says, you know, I was just listening to that spot, and I sort of sound like Rod Serling in that, but I can't imitate him for you.
Is that what you're going for?
No.
Well, I didn't think it sounded too much like him then.
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
Well, you said the Twilight Zone, so I think I know who it is now.
Okay. You know, the guy that gets out there, says, he says, in a place.
Right.
Anyway. Gosh. How old have you been?
23.
Okay. I'm not going to say. I've got my youngest child is older than you are. Anyway, you're still Captain Kirk, though, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, that's, all right, cool.
According to forms filed by pistol permit holders in one New York county, they filed this form, this opt-out form, to keep their personal information safe from prying eyes. And, well, guess what? It just never even got processed. It went unprocessed. Okay, let me set this up for you. First of all, you have Governor Andrew Temper Tantrum Cuomo. He signed the New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act of 2013, commonly known as the New York Safe Act, into law. One of the provisions was to allow permit holders to file an opt-out form with their local county clerk to ensure their permit information was prohibited from disclosure as a result of public records requests. In Monroe County, New York, it appears that many of those requests were simply put on the shelf. This was first reported by David Andretta of the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle last week. They were following up on a public information request concerning a pistol permit. Current Monroe County Clerk Adam Bello, Democrat, disclosed that there were some 20,000 unprocessed opt-out forms stored in filing cabinets in his office, amounting to about half of the permit holders in the jurisdiction. Of those forms, an estimated 7,200 were approved by a judge but never linked to the permits themselves. Bello held that the forms were a leftover from former Monroe County Clerk Cheryl DiNolfo, Republican, who is now the county executive and holds that the clerk last sent forms to the courts in February 2015. DeNulfo, while Clerk had made efforts to make the forms easy to obtain and refused to issue any public information until the forms were processed as a block. Now, until the backlog gets fixed, Bello has made the decision to continue not to release any public records on Monroe County permit holders to ensure a form hasn't been missed. So, in effect, the stack of unprocessed forms has kept the entire 45,000-strong database of county permit holders sealed for years. I don't think that's what Cuomo had in mind when he signed the SAFE Act. Bello told WHAM, or WHAM, Ben, I want GCN to become WHAM.
How come?
But well, because we could be, you're listening to WHAM. Can you imagine
that? Oh, that'd be cool.
So we need to go steal that from this New York radio station.
We'll just go talk to Ted and he'll get on it.
I want Ted to do that. You know, GCN is cool, but WHAM? Oh, goodness. Anyway, Bello said instead of all those forms going through the process and sealing the records, instead they were put in a drawer. It has created a nightmare situation here because we don't know what records are sealed and which ones aren't. Bello has asked the county for $25,000 in funds from the state for two part-time clerks to clear up the mess and is working with the courts to send over batches of forms at a time until the records are current. In an interview on WXXI radio, he advised that the prior clerk's administration estimated its cost about $16 each form. As for DeNulfo, she advised that while she was in the clerk's office, she did not release any permit holder information and made every effort to process the form she was inundated with. Following the signature of the SAFE Act, her ultimate goal was to organize the opt-outs when the process was over and only then release any information in accordance with the public records request. DeNulfo told TWC News, and just news outlets all over this place. Certainly not a mess. It was a clear decision on my part to make sure that we had a process where those who had opted out had the ability to do so. Andretta, who found that many of the neighboring counties were able to process their forms in a 2-3 month period, feels the biggest loser in the sagas of Monroe County opt-out forms is the public. Looks like these forms were processed in the past couple of years. Well, finally, that's one of those things that turns out to be like a, I don't know. That's one of those, it's got a silver lining to it. A silver lining, if you will, coming out of New York, which not much else does. And I'm waiting to see, I'm honestly going to be waiting to see what Massachusetts does and if they go the way of New York. Now, I don't know how, is anybody in Massachusetts that listens to this? If you're from Massachusetts and you listen to this, email me and tell me what the gun culture is like, please. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. If anybody's listening in Massachusetts, I want to know what the gun culture is like. I want to know how prevalent it is. I want to know how big it is. I don't think it's that big, but I want to know how stalwart you folks are. And if all of a sudden they were to come at you and say, well, hey, we're going to be confiscating these guns. What will you guys do? Because as I have seen with Watertown, they don't mind coming down the middle of your streets like a bunch of stormtroopers because they don't expect to meet any resistance amongst you. And I thought when I saw that, I was looking at something like Fallujah, Mogadishu, something like that. No, that was Watertown, Watertown, Massachusetts, USA. Yeah. And then they fired how many times and missed that kid in the boat? I don't know. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about a bunch of gun grabbers who were the only ones invited to this NPR gun safety seminar to discuss the violence epidemic in New York City. This is a Reuters forum, excuse me, not NPR, Reuters. We're gonna hear from the experts on gun safety. Not a one of them teaching a class on gun safety. They're just gun grabbing specialists. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Bun Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there. Indeed. I talked to an old Army buddy of mine today that's now an ICU nurse, and I've only talked to him like three times since 1987. But he's an ICU nurse now, and he deals in cardiovascular. So he would have been, had he been at the hospital I was in, he would very likely have been my nurse. And we were discussing things, and he agrees that the way I have aggressively gone after my rehab has been instrumental in me being able to do some of the things I'm able to do now, which I couldn't do 6 months ago. And part of that has been Heart and Body. Go check them out. Well, this past Monday, the Republican leaders got together, and the banner for the RNC convention is Make America Safe Again. Now coming from the watchful gaze of the New York Post, or excuse me, not the New York Post, the New York Daily News, we get this. This panel of experts that got together in New York to try to show them how to do it. They said the first step toward safety is the kind of responsible gun control that could have prevented the deadly attack on cops in Dallas and Baton Rouge and the rampage that killed children and their teachers in Sandy Hook. This is what coming from the experts. Like Daniel Malloy, Connecticut governor. The biggest problem is the NRA. The NRA is very good at throwing false issues out and confusing people. He was joined at a Reuters forum at the news agency's Times Square headquarters by former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, Brooklyn DA Ken Thompson, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, and Nicole Hockley, whose son Dylan was killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Before a backdrop of Daily News front pages, these were highlighting the America's violence epidemic. The speakers recalled the deadly incidents that have put the country on edge. Hickenlooper signed into law limits on high-capacity magazines after 12 people were gunned down in an Aurora movie theater in 2012. Unenforceable. Thompson said that the country is focused on mass shootings. Urban violence is still a major problem across the country. The problem is we're facing is that we have these states down south that have weak gun laws. As we're sitting here now, there's someone driving up I-95 with a trunk full of guns. Let me explain something, if I may. I do not advocate violence against anti-gunners. However, this supposition that they're saying, and I'm sure they were getting a round of applause when they said, the first step towards safety is the kind of responsible gun control that could have prevented the deadly attack on cops in Dallas and Baton Rouge and the rampage. How are you going to do that with any form of gun control? Unless you can snap your fingers and make every gun turn to dust. How? Logistically speaking, you can't do what you say would be the responsible gun control. You can't do it. The first thing you would try to do, the first thing you would say you would want to do would be to ban, sort of like with Boston now, a repeat, assault weapon ban part two, where no more new assault weapons can be sold. And then that'll all be based on cosmetics, which the gun manufacturers will get around. Because you've never gotten out there and actually tried to define what one of these things are, which I don't know what they are either. For me, an assault weapon, if somebody picks up my, if you've never seen an Apple Airport Extreme Router, it's like a brick, and if somebody hits me in the head with that thing, that's an assault weapon in my book. But getting out there and saying that this would have prevented any crime, it hasn't stopped any crime ever. And then, of course, we have to pass the buck because we're talking about the violence epidemic in New York, after all. And the problem, according to you guys, is all the states down south where the gun laws aren't nearly as good. Well, of course, your bad guys,
and the people that supply your bad guys are going to come down here where they can buy these things. And then they're going to bring them up there where nobody can buy these things. And they're going to make a killing on them. Of course they are. You created the black market. You sustain the black market. You perpetuate the black market. It is so bad in New York that you just recently had a big scam where regular citizens were becoming criminals and paying some cat $16,000 to get a permit just to own a gun. Which you turn down. Only the only people that get guns are the people that are against guns. You're elite, you're well-heeled, you're politically connected. Those that say that people shouldn't have guns have gun permits in New York. Oh, gosh. And the NRA is not about throwing out false issues. As a matter of fact, the problem with for me with the NRA is they're not nearly as aggressive enough. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of the NRA. If I was in charge of the NRA, they would, you know, my speech would be something like, "Hello, welcome to the NRA. I'm Bill Frady," or from now on, as the gun grabbers will call me, Beelzebil. "Today I want to say that anybody saying that there should be gun control where they're committing treason. Anybody saying that people should not be allowed to arm themselves, they are traitors to the country and to the Constitution. And the Constitution is what I bow to. I bow to no man, no government. I'm Bill Frady, Beelzebil to the gun grabbers, and I am the NRA." Now, I think that would be quite entertaining myself, and just think of all the sound bites it would get out there. new NRA head compares himself to demon. I would be a demon to the traitors. I would be demonic to them. Because apparently all of this nice appeasement that we've been trying isn't working. Let's try what they try at us, and let's see how much they can take that. See how much of that they can stomach. Coming up on the next break, we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and
blind abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
Indeed. Indeed. Check them out. And take it. Take that stuff. It's good stuff. Now then, and apparently everybody likes me calling myself Beelzebul. Coming from the AP. Well, once again, we're being told that law enforcement are idiots. Let me read this to you. This is, what's the name of this pilgrim here? Martin Cast. He's got a picture. I probably saw this cat. I remember that tattoo on the forearm. Got a picture. Apparently in Kentucky you can open carry. I didn't know that. When I was in Kentucky for those days, I could have been open carrying. Didn't even know it. I've got a picture of him open carrying his pistol while he pushes his son through the NRA convention in a stroller. And we get this. The recent targeted attacks on police in Dallas and Baton Rouge have law enforcement on edge. Some departments are telling officers to patrol in pairs when possible and to be extra vigilant about possible ambush. That's good advice. I wholeheartedly endorse that one. But then we get this. Complicating matters is the question of how to interpret and react to the presence of a gun. With more Americans now exercising their legal right to carry firearms, police find themselves having to make rapid judgments about whether an armed citizen is a threat. Really? Because I'm not hearing about that. And I really love to know where this guy heard about this. But he continues. While police are more sensitive to the presence of legal guns now, the dilemma isn't a new one. Gun rights groups started to push for more permissive laws in the 1990s. Actually, in the 1980s, 1985, when Florida got the concealed carry permit. And most states now allow concealed carry, open carry, or both. So he's basically saying that for the last 26 years, we've had these laws, which somehow or other, it seems like a trend of cops accidentally shooting a legal carrying, you know, a legal gun carrying person. That would have come to our attention by now, but I just haven't heard that yet. Now, then we hear this. Police are divided. Chiefs tend to favor more gun control, while the younger rank and file tend to support gun rights. Didn't I just tell you that 76% of police chiefs and sheriffs in the United States like you being armed out there? Didn't I tell you that? This coming from the police, not from this guy at the AP. So that's a lie. Dude's a liar. Dude looked like a liar. But he continues on, digging a hole to China. He says, but even many rank-and-file cops want some limits. Now, he's saying rank-and-file cops. Then he goes to Steve Loomis, who's the head of a police union, who, as far as I know, is not even a law enforcement officer. And he calls himself a Second Amendment guy. So that means I know something. But on Sunday, he asked Ohio Governor John Kasich to limit the state's open carry law during this week's Republican convention. Loomis, wait a minute. What about the Democratic convention? Shouldn't that be a limit there, too? Shouldn't we be limiting those, too? Or is it because the Black Panthers are coming to town and the Black Lives Matter are coming to town? Loomis, talking to a reporter from the plane dealer, said there are certain practical problems in having people walk around downtown carrying semi-automatic rifles. Is that allowed in Ohio? I should have asked Sean that. Anybody know if that's allowed in Ohio? He said somebody's going to be watching. There's going to be multiple police officers watching that person with that AR-15 when they should be over here watching for the guys that's not on his meds that has a couple of handguns. Oh, I don't even know if they can carry a long gun. And that's one of the challenges for the police, Mr. Cass continues on. Even in states with open carry, when people see someone with a gun, they tend to call the cops, and then the police get the thankless job of challenging someone who may or may not be a threat. One high-ranking officer in Texas calls it a headache. When you have all these guys running around with guns and rifles, you don't know who the bad guy is. Really? Another potential headache is concealed carry permits and the people who like to keep their guns secret, like Joseph Olson of Minnesota. Olson, a retired law professor who led the campaign to make his state a concealed carry state in 2003, says, unless it's an essential part of what I'm doing, like defending myself, whether or not I'm carrying it in any given time is something I never say. Legal guns used to be a rarity in the Twin Cities, but in recent years, the number of permits has jumped, and armed citizens are a routine factor for the police. Olson says he thought Minnesota police had adapted to the reality of legal guns until he was pulled over by a especially nervous-seeming cop. His voice had a tremor in it, and I remember thinking to myself, oh my God. I decided when I heard his voice that I was not going to introduce another element into the transaction, and he decided not to mention his gun. I'm being told that you can carry rifles in Ohio. I'm presuming that's been going on for some time. It's not a new thing. How is that going to be a new problem this week? And I haven't heard. Today's Wednesday. I haven't heard. One officer recalls telling a gun owner, do you realize you almost died tonight? The officer, whom we're not identifying because he doesn't have permission from work to talk about this, said he pulled the man over for a routine traffic stop. And he says, so I said, I see you have a permit to carry. Do you have a firearm in the vehicle? And he said, yeah, it's right here. And he reaches over to his passenger seat, and I'm going, stop, don't move. And he grabs this shirt. And I can then see a gun's in it, and he's grabbing it. The officer says he managed to grab the man's arm before being forced to pull his own gun, but police have shot motorists for a lot less than that. Minnesota is an example of a state that's still adjusting to its new gun culture, and the state hasn't introduced any specific training for officers on how to best handle legally armed citizens. Some wonder if that played a role in the death of Philando Castile earlier this month. He's the black man who was shot during the traffic stop. His girlfriend, who was in the car with him, has said he was trying to tell the officer about his permitted gun. Scott Dibble, a state senator from Minneapolis, says he's surprised officers haven't been given specific training about these situations, and he's concerned that members of the public aren't being given clear, consistent instructions on how to inform the officers that they're armed. Dibble favors maximum transparency. Seems like the right thing to do is to say, officer, I'm a concealed carry permit holder. I have a firearm. I don't want you to be surprised should you see it. Then again, Dibble says that's apparently what Philando Castile was trying to do when he got shot by a police officer. I've never had an issue with this. Ever. I'm white. But, I mean, I've never come up on a police officer that when they stop me, they seem scared of me. That element of fear is not present when they walk up on me for some reason. I like when they think that, you know, I like the supposition that cops can't figure out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Seems like they have a pretty good record. And they have proven that they have proven that Castile had a concealed carry permit. By the way, they've shown a picture of it, and that part of it, I have no doubt about it. Coming up on the last break, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, last time on Firing Line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in USA Studio. This is Rock and Roll. Get in 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking. Eat smart and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there. One of three things I'm doing: riding a bike, dieting, Heart and Body. HBExtract.com. Whenever you have high-profile bullets that start flying overhead, calls for new gun control measures are never far behind. It's a national pastime now. The tragedy in Dallas was immediately politicized, with the left demanding more firearm regulations as the simple and obvious solution to the far more complicated problems of a militarized police force, which may be necessary, but, you know, in a lot of cases, people are wondering about accountability and all this other stuff. And then there's the violent tribalism of the Black Lives Matter crowd, forged by the left's own virulent identity politics. You would think that if five police officers are murdered in your streets in apparent retaliation for the growing number, as you say, of wrongful deaths at the hands of law enforcement, the weapons used would be irrelevant compared to diffusing an escalating cycle of violence that corrodes civil society. We'd be wanting to tamp down the cops, tamp down the civilians, let everybody have a moment so that cooler heads can prevail. But it's not about that, of course. It was even worse a month ago in Orlando when internet, radio, and television were all inundated with nonsense soon after the shooting began there. Here, the reaction was even more stilted, with the U.S. Justice Department redacting the shooter's ISIS connection, and the mainstream media frantically reaching for its customary scapegoats, no matter how poorly they fit the facts. Judging solely by media reports and liberals on social media, you would think that there was an ambulatory AR-15 that walked into a club and killed dozens of LGBT people because it was homeschooled by conservative Christians. These are bizarre and unreasonable responses flung about before the facts come in and people have a chance to mourn. People should have a chance to mourn. These people that lose loved ones that immediately get politicized, that is malfeasance of society. It is dastardly to do that. But they also set the tone for demands for common sense gun regulation to prevent more untimely deaths. And progressives quickly become exasperated that anyone would resist such measures. It perplexes them that we would seem so cruel and uncaring and blinded by ideology to the suffering of others to refuse some simple and practical rules about who can acquire guns. So let me lay this out as plainly and clearly as I can, liberals and progressives. One's invocation of common sense invariably falls on deaf ears when you are uncommonly senseless. The left's reactions to Dallas and Orlando did not exhibit the kind of good judgment necessary for making a sensible decision about who's allowed to own which weapons. Some want to ban what they call assault weapons. This is a rhetorical label rather than a meaningful term, but behind it is the wish to outlaw weapons whose design and purpose is primarily to kill large numbers of people at once. Now, on its face, that sounds like a sensible reaction to someone killing a large number of innocent people at once. It's somewhat misguided, but it's a straightforward logic to the broader sentiment. That is, until they demonstrate the kind of gross ignorance and hyperventilating fear that makes them incapable of a sound judgment required to transform broader sentiments into practical action. Progressives are among the first to note that people fear the unfamiliar, the things they do not understand. And that's why they work so hard to promote understanding for these minorities the left says are unduly feared. It's why they have developed so many labels ending in phobia for those who disagree with them. Now, they're also the first to forget that this maxim applies to themselves as well. Contrary to how they try to present themselves, progressives are not enlightened beyond the reach of such human foibles. They are hoplophobics. Hoplophobia. More often, more than any other subject, we probably notice liberal incompetence on matters with which they have little experience, such as religion. Liberal reporters tend to report on the pious as though they were discouraging a remote tribe of hunters and gatherers for the first time. And while they may be the most frequently exposed to inexperience, it's not the only one. Being a gun aficionado and watching them is very painful. When reporters, politicians, and other decision and opinion makers get basic facts wrong, like what gun was used, whether fully automatic and military-grade weapons are readily available for civilian purchase and so forth on a regular basis, they merely demonstrate an ignorance that should disqualify them from making a sweeping decision on which weapons should be available to anyone. And this fear doesn't inspire confidence either. Now, the quintessential example, of course, is Gersh Kunstmann. He wrote, "I've shot pistols before, but never something like the AR-15. Squeeze lightly on the trigger and the resulting explosion of firepower is humbling and deafening, even with ear protection. The recoil bruised my shoulder. The brass shell casing disoriented me as they flew past my face. Smell of sulfur and destruction made me sick. The explosions, loud like a bomb, gave me a temporary case of PTSD. For at least an hour after firing the gun just a few times, I was anxious and irritable." Change your diaper, brother. Change it. This is not a sober assessment. These are the words of someone that was terrified. He actually thinks firing a gun a few times gave him PTSD. He probably didn't know what he was doing when he's pulling the trigger. That's probably a lot to do with it. Here's what it comes down to. I don't trust the liberals to regulate anything. I don't trust progressives to regulate anything because they can't control themselves. They can't control themselves.
I don't know, Bill. What are you talking about?
Let's talk about Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, the most obnoxious politician that has ever lived. And, you know, then he gets out there and he starts tweeting photos of various parts of his manly body out there. Married, by the way, to Huma Abedin, the right hand of Hillary Clinton. And he gets caught. And Nancy Pelosi, who will, she'll take a lot of stuff, but she made him resign. So he resigns. So then he goes through this catharsis. Then he decides to run for mayor, and they hire a film crew to document his comeback into politics, and then they document him doing it again. He gets caught again. Now, that is career suicide. That was career suicide for him. Now he's Huma Abedin's husband. If they're still married. They can't control themselves. Hillary Clinton can't control themselves. None of these guys. Bill Clinton. You know, he's out there. I did not have sex. Yes, you did. Many times. Many different ways. With many different women. Every woman out there that has been attacked should be able to yell at her attacker, right? Except if it's you, Bill. Right? Like, right pantsuit. Can't yell at Bill. They can't control themselves. And so they don't get to control me. That's just the short and long of it. I'm sorry if they don't like it. Our right to bear arms is guaranteed in the Constitution precisely because our founders wanted to put decisions about who's empowered to defend themselves and their liberties outside of the purview of the mob and the politicians and the bureaucrats and definitely the progressives and the leftists so they can, you know, sample my glutinous maximus. We'll be back at this in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Good evening. This has been Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.